And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 27th of August, 2010. The birthday of Theodore Dreiser, born Terre Haute, Indiana, 1871. He was the 12th of 13 children in a Catholic family who gave us the novel Sister Carrie and An American Tragedy. Sister Carrie, he wrote when he was in his 20s, about an 18-year-old country girl from Wisconsin moves to Chicago, live out her dream, uses her youth and beauty to become the mistress of wealthy men so she's able to live in comfort and lead a sophisticated life. Dreiser wrote when she boarded the afternoon train for Chicago, her total outfit consisted of a small trunk, a cheap imitation alligator skin satchel, a small lunch in a paper box, and a yellow leather snap purse containing her ticket, a scrap of paper with her sister's address in Van Buren Street, and $4 in money. Sister Carrie, which didn't sell very well when it first came out in 1900, but it's now considered an American classic. It's the birthday of the novelist who wrote under the name C.S. Forster, born Cecil Smith in Cairo, 1899. His first successful novel was The African Queen, 1935, later made into the movie. C.S. Forster, who went on to create the character Horatio Hornblower. It's the birthday of the philosopher Georg Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel, born in Stuttgart, Germany, 1770, who started out studying Christianity and was interested in how Christianity was based on opposites, sin and salvation, earth and heaven, church and state, finite and infinite, and came up with the concept of the dialectic, the idea that all human progress is driven by the conflict between opposites, that each political movement is imperfect and therefore gives rise to a counter-movement, which is also imperfect and therefore gives rise to yet another counter-movement. And it was on this day in 1930, one of America's most eligible bachelors got married, H. L. Mencken, 49 years old, who had always made fun of romance, who called marriage the end of hope, married his girlfriend of 7 years, Sarah Hart, of Montgomery, Alabama. She was an English professor and a writer. She died of meningitis just 5 years later, and Mencken, grief-stricken, edited a collection of his wife's stories and published it as Southern Album. Here's a poem for today by James Wright, entitled Complaint. She's gone, she was my love, my moon or more. She chased the chickens out and swept the floor, emptied the bones and nutshells after feasts, and smacked the kids for leaping up like beasts. Now morbid boys have grown past awkwardness. The girls let stitches out, dress after dress, to free some swinging bodies, riding space, and form the new child's unimagined face. Yet, while vague nephews, spitting on their curls, amble to pester winds and blowsy girls, what arm will sweep the room, what hand will hold new snow against the milk to keep it cold? And who will dump the garbage, feed the hogs, and pitch the chickens' heads to hungry dogs? Not my lost hag, who dumbly bore such pain, childbirth and midnight sassafras and rain. New snow against her face and hands she bore, and now lies down, who was my moon or more. Complaint by James Wright from his collected poems published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.